Very important parsha. The Aschala of the Yetziah from the Shibud. The Aschala Sagaula, the Makis. But first and foremost, the Dal Lashona Shel Geula that we often mention Leil HaSeder. Torah says, Lachain and Mor Levnei Yisrael Ani Hashem Vayitzisi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim Vitzalti Eschem Me'avadosam V'ga'alti Eschem Bizro Netuyu B'shvatim G'doylim V'lakachti Eschem Li La'am V'ayisi Lachem L'Elohim V'yadatem Ki Ani Adonai Elohechem Amoytzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim V'yavesi Eschem El Ha'aretz Asher Nasasi Kos Shel Aliyo. As we know, the Dalet Kosos and the quasi fifth Kos are connected, these four quasi five Lashono Shel Geula. It's often something that we articulate, that we mention, we don't really understand what that means. All these phrases that seem to be a repetition of the same exact thing, V'otzesi, V'itzalti, V'lakachti, what is all that? And above and beyond that, there is one, the first Lashon, V'hoitzesi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you out, from as Art Scroll translates, from the burdens of Mitzrayim, that is the one Lashon that is highlighted again. If you listen carefully, when I read the Psukim of the Dalid Lashono Shel Geula, it said, Lachain emor levnei Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, V'hoitzesi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim, V'hitzalti eschem me'avodosam, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, V'idatem ki ani Adonai Eloheichem amoytzi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. Which one is repeated? Amoytzi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. Why is that any different than V'yitzalti eschem mi'avodosam? First of all, what is this, all this ambiguity? Okay, don't get me wrong. You want to give me four cups of wine? That's great. But like, I probably should understand, right? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, Rabbi Yisai, who has to learn Arvei Pesachim next year? So here's your Arvei Pesachim. Kuf Ches. You know, Avi, you don't really mean that. I get what you're saying this year. Second parak. Trust me. Give me. Trust me. I'll get you on my side by the end of next year. Rabbi Yisai, we'll see. No. Lomdis. Well, I have a little halacha because it's nafkaminas, but it was, trust me, you'll be fine next year. Moshe, you wanted Arvei Pesachim? So the Gemara says you drink four cups in one shot. What's the din? Gemara Kuf Chesam Beis. Come on, what's the din? What's the din? Everybody say, you don't chazer Arvei Pesachim every Pesach? Come on. What? You Yotze? What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says you're not Yotze. You're a little bit right. The Gemara says Yidei Yayin Yotze, Yidei Dalid Kaisis Lo Yotze. So you were saying one side in the Gemara. I chap. I got. Those machlekes Rishonim. What does that mean? Yideyai machlekes the Rashbam and the Rambam. Good. So you can't just like spit out these lashonis. You got to understand. Things have to be. Shasim b'basachas lo yotza. You can't just drink these cups. You can't just varf these words in one shot. What does this all mean? What does Vayitzesi mean? Vayitzesi mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. What does Vayitzalti eschem mi'avodosam? And what's the difference? Why am I drinking a different kais? Why am I separating? Why am I designating it? Why am I giving it its own chashivis? It's all the same chulent. There's a bad situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking me out. What do you need four lashonis? What do you need four cups? Purim, you have four cups. You drink it basachas. Then you're yoytze. Good, really, we'll let you be yotze on Purim. But here is chashivis. Each one is a koshel mitzvah. What's a raya? It's a koshel mitzvah. Wow, am I getting off topic? What's a raya? It's a koshel mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. What's machlekes mechaber in the Ashkenazim? What's machlekes mechaber in the Ramah? Legabe the Dalet Koshes, Rabbi Yisrael. What's a raya that each kosh is a bracha with neatzma? Machlekes the riff in the Balamor and Arvei Pesachim. Nu? What? What's the raya that each one is choshev b'fnei atzma? Give me a proof. You make a bracha on each one. Thank you. Kibaldik, we'll be Messiah Marbe Pesach Mosel next year. Just derech agav. Kibaldik, you make a bracha on it. Not all Rishonim agreed to that. You're smart. No. You make a bracha on each one? Yosef? You're smart, Ashkenaz? Rabbi Isai, many Rishonim held you shouldn't. Many Rishonim held you shouldn't. Good. What does that mean? Why is it different than Vehitzalti Eschem Me'avodos? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to tell all of Am Yisrael in the Shibud prior to the Makkos, prior to this unbelievable point in Jewish history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show, literally, as Rashi tells us, Yad Hashem, Yad, with all the five etzbos. Then the pasuk continues. Aydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Bo daber al Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Go to Paro. Doesn't really say go to Paro. It says come to Paro, which is a shmuz on its own. Should be Mayan in the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz on that. Yishalach has bnei Yisrael miartzo. Also in the Har Kedem, the Rav had a similar idea. Vayidaber Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael lefnei Hashem leimor heim bnei Yisrael lo shamu elai. Ve'ech yishme'eni paro v'ani aral svasai. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to the commandment to go to Paro to send out Am Yisrael. He approaches it with what? With a kal v'chomer, a lomdus. Moshe Rabbeinu is introducing a lomdus to Klal Yisrael. It's not me who's making this point. Rashi is making this point. Right? What does Rashi say? Gevaldik. Rashi says, Ze echad mi'asara kal v'chomer shebetoyra. This is a kal v'chomer. Ze echad mi'asara kal v'chomer shebetoyra. Why is that relevant, Rabbi Yisai? You don't need Rashi to tell you that it's a kal v'chomer. And why does Rashi have to tell you that there's a 10 kal v'chomers over here? There's a lot to talk about also that, I'm just highlighting these things, we don't have time to get into it, the fact that the kal v'chomer was necessary to get out of Am Yisrael. Okay? Kal v'chomer, you look at the Zohar, the Hakdama, the Egle Tal, he speaks about chomer v'levenim, is referring to Torah Shebal Peh, and all these things are really connected, the burdens that you have in the Beis Medrash, and sometimes struggling in your Amkas and Torah is actually connected to a Yitziyah Mitzrayim and to a Shibud of Mitzrayim. It's not random that they have a lot of the same Lashonas within Torah Shebal Peh, Kal V'chomer, and you have other things that are very similar to the actual bricks and buildings and mud that they were involved with in Yitziyah Mitzrayim. But there's a Kasha. Many of the Mefarshim, Rabbi Yisai, ask a Bam Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu said a kal v'chomer, right? Klal Yisrael lo yishamu elai. Klal Yisrael is mamish in the sheep, but Klal Yisrael who's going to get a gift over here. Klal Yisrael, who I want to help, who I want to assist, who I'm trying to be their leader of salvation for. Hey, lo yishamu elai. Kal v'chomer, it's docha kal v'chomer. All the more so what? Eich yishmeini paro. Rabbi said, what do you have? What do you have when a kal v'chomer falls apart? What does the Gemara call it? A pircha, halodoverhu, avoidas parech. I'm not trying to sell you things. Okay, kal v'chomer, avoidas parech. There's a pircha on this kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer falls apart. If there's what? A pircha. What's the pircha on the kal v'chomer, Rabbi Sai? What's the pircha on the kal v'chomer? All you have to do is read the psukim in this week's parasha, and you'll get the pircha on the kal v'chomer. When Moshe said the message to Am Yisrael about v'yitzeisi v'yitzalti v'lakachti v'ga'alti v'evi, all these messages, why didn't they listen? Anyone know?
They Oh, because the Porech. Vayidaber Moshe Keino Bnei Yisrael. I skipped this pasuk. V'loy shomu Moshe. Why? Why? Mikoytze ruach u'meavoyde koshe. Because what? Because they were first-year investment banking. They were working like slaves. Paro? Paro's the CEO! Paro's already retired. Paro's the guy that everyone sits in my office and says, that's where I want to be. Paro's out of Avdus already. Paro got out of it. Paro's in retirement. Paro doesn't have what? A koitze ruach and avoida koshe? It's the chapircha and a kal v'choymer. A kash and a posuk. You want to come to Shir? Let's say a good svara. This doesn't pass. It's not gonna fly. It's not gonna fly. The Rebbe's gonna rip you. Where there's a pircha on the Kalva Choymer? It's not a good kasha, Rabbi. It's a bomb kasha. It's kasha number two. Kasha number three. Where's this pasuk? Oh, next pasuk. Sorry. Moshe Rabbeinu tainas with a kal v'chomer. Heim b'nei Yisrael lo shomei alai ve'eich yishmeini paro v'ani aral svasayim. By the way, just not relevant to our shmooze, but it should all bother you, even Moshe Rabbeinu's comment there, irrespective of my pircha. Why? He already said that in last week's parsha. We had this conversation. We went through this. It's like Moshe he's like anxious, like he's going back to the same thing, just repeating it again. Ani aras vasayim. Good kasha. The Zohar Kadosh in this week's parsha asked that kasha. Okay, it's not for now. It's a totally different shmooze. Okay, a lot of things to schmooze about in years to come, Rabbi Say. But that's the Zohar's kasha. It's a great kasha. But then the following pasuk after Moshe Rabbeinu says this kal v'chomer, pasuk says Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron v'yitzaveim el bnei Yisrael v'el Paro melech Mitzrayim lahoitzi es bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. One of my favorite psukim in the whole story of Shibud Mitzrayim. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron, Vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael ve'el paro. What? And you should command to who? I would expect the pasuk to say to who? To paro. But what does it say? That's not what the pasuk says. Vayitzaveim el who? El bnei Yisrael ve'el paro. Melech Mitzrayim, lohoitzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Anyone here get past Rishon and being Maver Sedra this week, Rabbi Sai? Or you're still working on Achrimos from last year? Rabbi Sai, what in the world is this pasuk saying? Stop the Malkoire. It's a mistake in the Torah. You're commanding me? You're commanding who, Moshe? Moshe and Aaron command who? Command Paro to be Moitzi Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. But that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says to command who? To command who? Ve'el Bnei Yisrael. What? What is with the Sheikhas to Bnei Yisrael? These guys are Mishubodim. These guys are Avodim. These guys are playing in the mud. Working in the mud. Tell the person that's the law enforcement to let them out, to bring up the gates. We're not in control, we're handcuffed. What are you commanding me? Plea. Mamisha plea. Rashi's clearly bothered by this. Tziva aleim lanhiga benachas ulisvolosom. He's commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to deal with Klal Yisrael in a certain way. But that's not the way all the Mefarshim understand it, that there's a parallel between Vayitzaveim to Bnei Yisrael and to Paro. There's a message to Paro, message to Bnei Yisrael. What do you want from them? The Nebuch, the Rachmanim. This case. You have to command them to be Moitzi Bnei Yisrael. Halavai we should have Shlita. Halavai we should have jurisdiction. Yerushalmi says, as a drasha on this pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Vayitzavim on Bnei Yisrael, Mikan l'mitzvah l'shaleach avodim. This is from here, Parshas Vayera, we learned something that's going to be relevant, Parshas Mishpatim, after Maimed Har Sinai, that there's going to be a Parshas Avodim. And you have to know that there are going to be certain times that you have to let Avodim go. Okay, Givaldi, Yerushalmi answered the kasha. Yerushalmi answered the kasha. There is a tzivoy for Klal Yisrael. What's a tzivoy for Klal Yisrael? When they have Avodim, when they have their own companies, when they have their own house, when they have their own slaves, they also have to let their slaves go. You serious? It's a great shot. You figured out the possibility. That's relevant now. You're going to walk up to a guy who's sitting there building a pyramid without straw and without any ingredients and he's suffering and is being beaten and whipped by a Mitzri, and you're going to tell him what? By the way, I want you to know that when you're a multimillionaire and you have a lot of people working for you, just when the right time comes, make sure you let him in. You guys going to be like, are you nuts? Now? Parshas Vayera? What in the world is going on here? Everybody say, it's a lot to talk about. On that Yerushalmi, on that Pasuk, a shmuz b'fnei atzma. Everybody say, I'd like to answer all of these kashas. With a kasha that should bother each and every one of you, everybody say. Leila Seder. Matzah. It's true, it's lechem oini. But matzah is the bread that we eat when we what? When we left Mitzrayim. Matzah represents geula. Matzah represents the bread that we ate when we left that Shebed Mitzrayim. So it would make sense that we should go in chronological order. And we should have matzah after we represent the Sheba. If everything that we're doing is what? About a process, a procedure, a timeline. Maschil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach. We go back to Jewish history. We go back to Terach, to Lavan Arami, to Arami Ovidavi, to discuss everything. And we want to present a timeline. We want to put things in Seder in order. So then do your actions and your mitzvahs in order and let them represent the way things occurred. First you were meshubed l'mitzrayim. First you had your merirus. First you had your maror. And then what? And then you had your matzah. That's a kasha that the nesivis, many of them mafarshim, deal with on the Haggadah. That when we make hamoitzi, we seem to go out of order. We go back into the shibud, which is something that seems to be very obscure. So I want to introduce to you a mahalach. There are a few mahalachim on that kasha. Nesivis has his mahalach about understanding what Geulas Mitzrayim is all about. Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share with you a mahalach that the Sfasemes mentions in his Chidushim on Pesach. In the year Tuf Reish Lamed Beis, and he quotes this from his Zayda, who's the Sfasemes Zayda, Mareinu Barabenu. No, Imre was his son. Mareinu Barabenu, the Rim, the Chedush Arim. Right, once quoted a Chedush Arim in Shul. Someone comes up to me and be like, he's like, Rabbi, I like the way you hung from the rim on that one. He was trying to say it was a slam dunk, but he said it in a chap. Okay. Halavai. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, is the Chidush HaRim in Pesach? but is also a Chiddush Arim in this week's parsha. It's such a Yesodis Dikei Chiddush Arim. And it's relevant to all of us, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's go back to the first kasha. What does all this mean? What are all these different lashonos, these different significant kosos? What does it mean, Vahutzesi Eschem Itacha Sivlus Mitzrayim, if a second later you're going to say, Vihitzalti Eschem Min Avoda Akasha? Second question, we said, there's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer, there in the Avoda Akasha, that's why they didn't hear it. How do we deal with that Pircha? Does Moshe Rabbeinu's Kal V'Chomer really make sense? They're deep into the toil, into the burdens, the Pircha, the Parech. Chlau, why is it Shaykh to be Mitzaveh them? To be Motzi as Bnei Yisrael, that's a Tzivoy relevant for Paro, that's not a Tzivoy relevant for Am Yisrael. Says the Chiddush Arim, we're mistaken. Says the Chiddush Arim, I do not want to be masking with art scroll. There's a deeper interpretation of what Vehotzesi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. Art scroll translated to be, which is the simple interpretation, I'm not having a tiny on art scroll, it's correct. And I'm going to take you out of the burdens of Mitzrayim. But if you have that pshat, then you're right, the Dalet Kosos and these Lashonos become a little repetitive. Then Vihitzalti Eschem and Avoida Kasha becomes a little repetitive. Zokta Chiddush Arim, there's a concept of what? Of being Savel. What's a person who has Savlonos, Rabbi Yisai? When a person in Eretz Yisrael says to you, Savlonot, you know that things aren't going well. Especially if he's adding this. Savlanut! Patience! So most of the time, savlanut, patience, is a great quality. Could be fantastic. And it's something that I encourage for all of you in all your relationships and in all your endeavors. Becoming a Ben Torah, a Talmud Chacham, does not happen overnight. Savlanut! But Rabbi Yisai, savlanut and being savel can also be horrific. It could be terrible. Person could be in a matzav in Mitzrayim and he doesn't even realize that he's being meshubed to Mitzrayim. But he said, let's just go over the pass through parshiyos. Vayichi, Shmos, Va'era. What do you see? This slow change. This guy died. This guy was forgotten. Suddenly things are happening. Rabbi said, that's exactly what's happening and what we had this whole event yesterday. Yeah, it's not as bad as things were 70 years ago. You're right. But something's changing. And we have to be cognizant of the change. That's the answer, Moshe, to your kasha. Sometimes it's important to make it more blatant than it appears to be. Because there's something called the boiling frog syndrome. Anyone ever hear that, the boiling frog syndrome? What's the boiling frog syndrome? You throw in the frog in hot water, and the frog will jump out. But if what? If you slowly put the fire higher and higher, and things evolve, and a little bit of anti-Semitism, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Slowly, slowly, you realize at the end of the day, you're in a Parshas Va'era, and you're totally meshubed to Mitzrayim. When did this happen? And not only did I not realize when it happened, the worst is I don't even realize that it happened! I'm Savel! This is the reality! I accept it! This is the Matzav! Azoyis! This is what a Jew means to be. He is Meshubet to Mitzrayim. He has to be a worker for Paro. This is my Metzias. This is what defines who I am. I'm a Savel. I'm a Savlan. I accept it. Azoy! There's nothing that could be better. Rachmono Litzlan Raboisai. Half of the people that are in abusive relationships
don't even realize that they're in abusive relationships. Because that's their habitat that they're familiar with. That's the way families work. That's the way relationships go. I don't know anything else. Klal Yisrael were not Peseach Peh Umitzavtsev. They didn't even say anything. That's only when says the Chiddush HaRim in Parsha Shemois. It's only when what? When they had a second. Vayomer Samelech, Vayeonchu, then they had a krechs, a little bit of shtickle. But what? This was the matzah. Klal Yisrael didn't even realize that they were deep into the Shibud of Mitzrayim. That's what it means, Sivlois Mitzrayim. Zok the Heilig Chidush Arim, Voitzesi Eschem, the first kois, the first Lashon of Geula, Kiddush on Pesach, that first kos, Voitzesi, has nothing to do with work. Has nothing to do with Shibud. That's the next Lashon. V'hitzalti min avoida. What does that have to do with? It has to do with your mindset. It has to do with your perspective. It has to do with your recognition, with you being cognitive of what's going on. I actually was once a grandson of Yaakov. I actually was once in the Beis Medrash and learning Torah from Shem ve'Aver. I was part of the Yichus of Avram, Yitzchak, ve'Yaakov. I was sitting at my grandfather's Leil HaSeder. We were sitting, we were being Oved Hashem, learning and cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now what? I don't even know such a reality. I haven't put on tefillin in ages. I don't even know what a Seder table looks like. I don't even know what Avodas Hashem is all about. And I don't even know to complain and to daven for Hashem, to change it, because I don't even know such a reality. Because I've been Savel. I'm so used to the matzav of what it means to be a Mitzrayim. We get so rabbi habitual in our Averis, in our distraction, in our other paths from Avodas Hashem. And sometimes we don't even know to do tshuva. Because we don't know another reality. We get so deterred from the right path that we're so off. That we have to be taken out of that mindset. The first stage of tshuva, Rabbi Yisai, is hakara. Hakara sachet. Recognizing that you could be cleaving to the Rabbi Yisrael. You can have a different significant relationship. Your life could mean something so much more. But it's not. Because I'm savel. Because I just do it. I just go through the route. Every day the regila is the same thing. I do a little shuckles. I don't realize that there's something so much more deep down that I could tap into because I'm still stuck in Sivlois Mitzrayim. So before we even get to the bricks, before we even get to the actual physical labor, let's get to the mind. Let's understand that this is not Yiddishkeit. This is not why you were put on this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, introduced the first kos of Leil HaSeder at the start of Pesach. And we begin the Seder and we say, I could be different. I could have a different connection. I could have a new meaning to my life. That's what we think about when we raise that first kos in Leil HaSeder. Nothing to do with Avdus. We didn't even start the story yet. Recognize your matzav and understand that your matzav could and should change. And you could be brought to a new level of existence. Tafshin Pei does not have to be Tafshin Ayintes. And those same habits and those same tendencies can and should change. And you know who's going to change that? Only I. If I can get out of that first stage of the Mitzrayim in my mind. Stop being savel everything. Stop saying, yeah, it is. It is what it is. Nebuch, people go through their whole life like that. I'm not going to change. That's the way it is. That's the way it's got to be. That's the way I run my. That's the way I'm like, you know, the old jokes. Why you do this? Why do you get so angry? My father was angry. My grandfather was angry. That's what I do. That's why I'm manning myself. That's why I don't change. It's a minig amokom. Minig oy kar halacha. No, it's kiddush. It's leil haseder. Understand that you're being savel everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be savel Mitzrayim. Mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Stop being a savlon to that. Svasemes says something incredible. There's so many different people in Mitzrayim that are stuck in different traps. They're the tzaddikim. They really shouldn't be there, but they need to be there. Why? Because they have to help the Am. And we need to make sure that Am Yisrael have some role models in the Shibud Mitzrayim, in the Golos. There's the people that are mamish persecuted, that are trapped. And then there's a third category. Zok teheiligis vasemes, listen. You all know the phrase. Matir asurim ufoy de'anovim v'oizer dalim. There were three types of yitzias from Mitzrayim. There was the matir asurim. There were people that were trapped, that were in prison, that were handcuffed. They mamish needed a physical emancipation. They needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to unlock those handcuffs, the matir asurim. There was the foide anovim. There was the what? The tzaddikim, the anovim, the humble people that were only there for the rest of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be foide them. But then says the Sfas Emes, Alpi, this chidush yarim of Sivlois. Then there's what? It's people that don't even know that they're there. They're so destitute. They're so gone. They're so accustomed to this. They don't even. They're not even on the level of Matir Asurim. They need to be taught that you are right now in Mitzrayim, and there's a different future for you as a Yid. There's a Maimed Har Sinai. In 3 months from now, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, you can have a different destiny. That was a different geula for the Oizer Dalin. That's what the first lashon of geula. That's, there's no repetition. There's something geoinis here. Zok the Sasemes in his Chidushim on Pesach says, you want to know why we have Marah after we have Matzah? Is because sometimes tasting the maror is geula. Sometimes recognizing and waking up to reality and understanding that this is bad. This is wrong. This is, as you guys would say, messed up. Mitzrayim is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not supposed to be my domain. This is not supposed to be my reality. This whole paro thing, this doesn't stem to what my Zayde Yaakov was teaching me. There's got to be something else in store. I'm a grandson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he doesn't want what paro wants. This is messed up. Klal Yisrael couldn't say that. Klal Yisrael couldn't open their mouths. They couldn't even realize that there was bitter food going on. You need to taste the mur in the geula. That's geula dick. It's not out of order, says the Sfas Emes. That's part and parcel of the geula. Voitzesi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Stop being a sovel. Stop being apathetic to the world. Stop being turned off. Stop being just a goof without a neshama. Recognize that there's a tafkid that you have. That you have a limited time. That you're running out of time. That I can't just be accepting of all this. Open your mouth. Open your mind. Open your perspective. Taste the murr around you. And get out of it. That's geula dick. That's at an appropriate time, says the Sfas Emes. A geoinis in the Leil HaSeder. Murr of Rabbeisai. There's no pircha on the Kavu Chaymer. We ask the Kasha. The Kal V'Chomer has a pircha. Because Klal Yisrael was in the mud. Klal Yisrael was mikaytzer ruach me'avoid the kosher. Klal Yisrael is in this bitter existence, and they did it. And we said, so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kal V'Chomer falls apart. That was the Pircha and the Kal V'Chomer. Again, what was the Kal V'Chomer? Imheim lo yishalmu elai, if Klal Yisrael that should want to hear this message, they didn't accept it because I'm giving them a gift, Eichish me'eni paro. So we asked the Pircha and the Kal V'Chomer, what was the Pircha, Rabbeisai? The Pircha was, what do you mean, Klal Yisrael? They're working. Klal Yisrael, the Torah says, Mikoytza ruach me'avoy the kasha. There's a Pircha and the Kal V'Chomer. It's only a Pircha and the Kal V'Chomer if you know that you're a slave. But if you never recognize that you're a slave, if your mom is so deep in mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, there's no pircha. That's the teretz to the kavuchim is back on. Lamdus is back on. Moshe, you're a lamdin. Moshe, you're a azal lamdin with a chidush arim on top. Oh, wow. That's geshmak. Azal kavuchim. There's no pircha. Because you have to understand what shibud Mitzrayim really was. It wasn't just physical labor. It was mental. Mental shibud. That's a good Kal V'Chomer. And now, when we approach that drasha, and when Moshe Rabbeinu has to say the message, Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael vel paro, lahoitzi yisam Yisrael, it's relevant for paro. But mikan lahoitzi avodim me'avidosam. It's relevant for who? Not only for paro, it's relevant for Am Yisrael. It's relevant for Am Yisrael, not in a physical sense. Although, Meshech Chochma has a beautiful pshat to explain that drasha and that Yerushalmi, that exactly what happened in the Holocaust, the Gestapos, there were people who had a hierarchy. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they were actually officers that were in charge of the Shibud, and that's what the Yerushalmi meant literally, to be mighty them, and not only that, Paro should be mighty them. But Rabbi Yisai, I am saying a message right now I think that is relevant for each and every Shevet in Am Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's Alpi this Chidush Yarim. Each and every Eved had to be Meshachra themselves from their Avdus, from their mentality. The Geula and the Leil HaSeder can only begin if we understand that we have to stop being savlan to a concept of Mitzrayim, to an existence of everything the same day, and not reaching for a higher purpose and a higher goal. Not just being a function of reality and saying, Azoy is Sivlos Mitzrayim. You are responsible for that, not Paro. Vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael v'el paro. Rabbi Yisai, listen to something I saw Rav Soloveitchik wrote, which fits, I think, beautifully with this Chidush Arim, on what Moshe Rabbeinu introduced to Am Yisrael from last week's parsha to this week's parsha, in him being born and him being the future leader of Am Yisrael. Before Moses came, there was not even a single sound. No complaint was lodged. No cry uttered. The men kept quiet when they were mercilessly tortured by the slave drivers. Torture was taken for granted. They thought this was the way it had to be. The pain did not precipitate suffering. They were unaware of any need. When Moses came, the sound or the voice came into being. Moses, by defending the helpless Jew, restored sensitivity to the dull slaves. Sivlos Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. Suddenly they realized that all this pain, anguish, humiliation, and cruelty, all the greed and intolerance of man vis-a-vis his fellow man, is evil. This realization brought in its wake not only sharp pain, but a sense of suffering as well. With suffering came loud protest. The cry, the unuttered question, the wordless demand for justice and retribution. The dead silence of non-existence was gone. The voice of human existence was now heard. Why hadn't they cried before? Moses acted. Why were they silent during the many years of slavery that preceded Moses' appearance? They had lacked the need awareness, and therefore
They had lacked. I'm sorry. Why didn't they sign during the many years of slavery that preceded Moses' appearance? They had lacked the need awareness and therefore experienced no need, whether for freedom, for dignity, or for painless existence. They did not rebel against reality. They lacked the tension that engenders suffering and distress. The voice was destroyed to them, restored to them at this very instant. Rabbi Yisai, that's exactly the same Yisai. Shibud Mitzrayim was not only about work, was not only about persecution, was not only about oppression. Shibud Mitzrayim was a mentality. Rabbi Yisai, this mentality, this idea, this concept, tasting the marrow of our lives, Rabbi Yisai, understanding that things should be sweeter, that things should be more musak midvash, like the Torah is part of our Shibud Mitzrayim that we're in right now. Why do we have to be a function of our habits? Why do we have to fall into the same patterns? Why can't we change things up? You know why? Because we can't have the guts to wake up one morning or one night and say, this is wrong. This is a problem. This is messed up. This shouldn't be like this. I need to actually relate to these concepts. I need to change my focus. I need to be aware of what and the way I'm living my life and not get shock treatment later on that I've been a slave for all these years and I haven't even noticed it until one day someone says something to me and it's just like, whoa, whoa, he's right. I've been in Mitzrayim. I've been in Mitzrayim all this time. And I could never just wake up one morning and just say, V'hotzesi misivlos Mitzrayim. I'm not even telling you to change. I'm not even telling you how. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of the rest. V'hitzalti. But just become cognizant of, maybe I should change things off. Maybe I should try to go the extra mile. Maybe I should try to be different. Just because everyone else is not doing what I'm doing doesn't necessarily mean that's what I have to define myself as. Why can't I choose my own avodah, Rabbi Yisai? Why can't I, like I speak with a lot of Talmidim, choose my own pu'ulos and actions that I do before davening? Whether it's halakhically required or not, I couldn't care less. Even if you could prove to me, I don't have to do netilas nadayim before I daven. But mentally, that will help me to get into the fact and understand the fact that I'm about to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not look at davening as just another thing on my chart of things to do on my day. Put on a gartel if you want. I don't care. Put on a jacket. Change your shoes. Don't wear Crocs. Don't come to shul in pajamas. Don't go to the 8:30 minyan or 9 o'clock minyan. Change it up. Learn a little bit on Shabbos. Make Saturday night into Metzah Shabbos. Eat some popcorn by the Gemara instead of somewhere else. Why? Just because it's not done? Just because that's not what's done in YU? No one stays in for Shabbos. It's just not done. Why? I haven't done it. So what? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe it's time to recognize. To walk away from a conversation that's mamish rechilas lashon hara. How can I do that? Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a mashkiach. I'm not telling you to give them musar. Just get out of it. Just understand mentally that that's not you. That this is a problem. Just because this is what the way things are going, or this is the way everyone else is being misnaig, is acting, doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right matzah. Get out of the matzah. Make a change. It could be so small, Rabbi Yisai. It could be tiny. It could be before you walk into the base medrash, I don't know, you go like this to represent that you're about to speak to the Rabbi Nishalel. It's about to connect. Yesterday we talked about have a TSA guard before you go into the base medrash that asks you, please put the cell phones in the bucket, right? Do that. Make it into a joke, but change the matzav. Don't be a savlon. Stop saying, azoyis. That's the way it has to be. That's a problem. And there's one person that has achrayis on that, and it's not even Paro. It's not even the Yetzer Hara. He's at least doing his job. Is on us. Recognize that there's avdus here.
that sometimes there are problems, that sometimes the world needs to change. Sometimes we need to maneuver a little bit. Sometimes we need to change things up. Sometimes don't serve the same food every day. You know, like the kids say when there's leftovers during the week. We need something new. We need something new. You need something new for the new dish. You need something new for Avodas Hashem, for being a Jew. Change up the recipe. Change up the menu. Change up what people, what you're eating for dinner. Change up your Avodas Hashem. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai. We internalize this. We don't just shake our heads in the shmooze. But we actually think and take 2 minutes right now, after the shmooze, about where are my mitzrayims of my life. I don't know. I cannot tell you right now. I don't know. Only you know that. Only you can get that tzivur. And no one else can instruct you about that. Not a Rebbe, not a therapist. We could talk about it, but who knows best? It's you. Not even your parents. You know your mitzrayims. And you know what you're a savlon for mitzrayim. So let's take this message of the Chiddush HaRim. Let's take this message of what Yitzias Mitzrayim and what the first kos of what, when we say Shechiyonu V'Kiyimonu on Leil HaSeder, that first kos of the Yitzaisi Mitach HaSivlis Mitzrayim, that's on me! And I'm going to change. And I'm going to make a difference. And this is going to be a different Pesach of Tav Shin Pei. And that is going to bring Ve'Heveisi Eschem, the ultimate Ge'ulah, Rabbi Yisai. Give you all a bracha. You should all go through all the stages of the Dalad Hashanah Shal Geula Mirtz Hashem and find your own personal redemption in Mirtz Hashem and give Nachas Ruach with the new Dveikus that you will have with the Eivishter.